You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey everyone, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast, and welcome to episode 10. Today is March 14th, 2024, and thanks for hanging with me. If you haven't done so already, please hit like and subscribe, then head on over to youtube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe to check out the YouTube channel, and then head on over to HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com to check out the blog. And then also make sure to check out my upcoming book at cdsthebook.com, scheduled to be published in November. So, how is everyone doing? I am having kind of a hard time getting up and getting going this morning. I was up kind of late last night talking with a girlfriend and just tired. Like, I was very seriously thinking about canceling everything I had to do this morning just to stay home and sleep a little bit more. But I was like, you know what? No, you'll be able to go home. And if you're still tired, you can take a nap when you get home. And then I have a 2:45 doctor's appointment for my eyes. So it might just be one of those things that I just push myself through to until my doctor's appointment's over with. So then that way my eyes can like unfocus or undilate by the time I wake up from my nap or whatever. But yeah, a lot of things have been going on over the last few days. Especially with the book, I have created a media kit, and that's going to be published here really soon. And I'm just reaching out to my reviewers to get their review of the book so that I could go ahead and put that up on the website as well. And then I think the next couple of steps is getting everything back from my editor, and then just trying to get it uploaded and ready to go. So I've been working with a PR company called Live Free Productions, and so I have an appointment with them on Wednesday of next week. And I've also been working with two other companies, Denning Software and Digital Marketing Services Groups. And both of them have been like pretty awesome to work with. And they're also local companies. So, you know, of course, I'm going to be mentioning them in the book for just, you know, helping me out or whatever else. And I've been mentioning both of them on my social media pages and stuff like that. So it's been interesting how I've been gaining notoriety and people starting to take notice of stuff. But I still feel like my wheels are slipping. So it's like they'll spin and then I'll catch break and I'll move 3 inches, and then they'll spin and I'll catch a break and I'll move another 4 inches. So definitely a process and definitely a journey, and one that has really opened my eyes up to a world that I never knew kind of existed. Like, I always thought that you had a book idea, you wrote about your book, you went to a publishing company and said, hey, here's my book, publish it, and that was it. I didn't realize like all of the stuff that went into making that book. like how many hundreds of thousands of dollars in some cases it was for that book to make or be made. And so that's really kind of opened my eyes. And like, you know, just walking through a library or walking through Barnes & Noble or whatever now and looking at all these different books, it's like, shit. This is somebody's, like, opus magnum right here. Like, they put a lot of money into this. And I wish I had a lot of money to throw at my project because it would have been done by now. But I just really don't. And that's part of the reason that I'm crowdfunding and crowdsourcing is just because I, living on the meager budget that I have, really puts my finances to a strain already without having to try to scrape pennies together for this or that or whatever else. So definitely going to be interesting to see how this all comes together. And I am honestly, seriously praying for donations when I have my community event. And then I'm going to be doing a big online event also. Having people be able to send donations that way or whatever. So, I think, you know, that's part of what I'm going to be talking to Live Free Productions about on Wednesday is just like, okay, well, here's all the work I've done. Here's all the information I have. Now, what do we do to get to the next step? And we need to start crowdsourcing like today, basically. So then that way we can get as much money as probable. One of the biggest financial burdens outside of getting the book professionally analyzed is going to be buying the ISBN numbers, which so far the cheapest I've found has been $300, and that gives me 5 numbers which I can use for my book. Because you have to have a number for your ebook, you have to have a number if it's a soft cover, a hardcover, whatever. So, yeah. So the $300 gives you 5 ISBN numbers. Otherwise, it's like a $175 just for one. So enough about the book. In my personal life, I've been doing a little bit better. Like, Tuesday when I went to go play trivia, that was a lot of fun. We had 2 of our members back after a little bit of a hiatus on their part. And I think we did pretty well, but according to the scoreboarding, we didn't even win that day. And I'm really starting to question the fact that we might not be winning because the people who host the game don't like us. Like, whenever we have a problem with our bar or whatever, they're, like, very slow to have any kind of recognition of the problem. Very slow to, like, want to solve or fix anything. And then they get, like, really kind of bitchy whenever they do have to do anything. And I'm just like, you know what, you assholes? Fuck you. Like, literally, I've said that almost verbatim on their website as, like, a patron of the bar that I go to. And just like, you know, I know that our bar pays, like, the dues like every other bar does. But it feels like we are the forgotten stepchild because we're way over, like, we're, what, 3 hours from Seattle? And so it's just like, whatever. But, you know, I have fun regardless. And that's all that matters, right? But, yeah, I've just been, this time change has really kind of kicked my butt. I haven't really been able to, like, get into the swing of things. Like, I'll think that it's one time and I'll look and it's, like, 2 hours later than what it actually is. Or, like, last night, you know, my friend called me at 8 o'clock, and by the time I got off the phone with her, it was already 1 a.m. I was just like, how the hell? So, I really hope that, whatever, we're supposed to be voting on, like, doing away with daylight savings, and I really hope we do, because it's unnatural and it's unnecessary to expect people, especially in this day and age, to adhere to an antique way of doing stuff. And I don't know, but so just trying to sleep has been a joyous godsend, because I just feel like I'm so exhausted and just tired all the time. And it very well could be something to do with the fact that I've been dealing with low-grade depression and just all the other stresses and stuff going on. And the fact that Saturday is my birthday, and yeah. So, and my sister called me last night. She's like, do you have any plans for this weekend? I'm all, no, because we really haven't talked about any plans, and I don't really have gas to go anywhere. I said, about the only thing that I would like to do, if probable, is head over to Everett and go to the Funko Pop store, and maybe instead of, like, pitter-pattering around Everett, drive down into Seattle and go to, like, Pike Place Market or something, because it's been forever since I've been to the marketplace, and there's a couple of places within the market that I'd like to go to. One of them is called Tenzimono, and it's a new age store that's, like, tucked away in the very back nooks and crannies of the market. Like, you have to know how to get there, otherwise you're never going to find it. And then there's also a really cool place called the Golden Age of Comics that is just, like, this huge geekery of different stuff. And there's, like, a huge floor-to-ceiling shelving of Funko Pop. And then you have all your different comic book stuff, all your Otoku stuff, and so I don't know what happened, the reason it cut off or whatever, but anyways, so yeah, that's about the only thing I have planned for my birthday. And then Sunday, I'm supposed to be meeting up with a friend, and we are supposed to go do coffee, so I gotta make sure that that's still happening or whatever. And yeah, so fun times had by some, and probable fun times had by others. So, anyways, guys, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Sorry about that weird cutoff. I don't know what happened, and I'm just working around it. So, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, put them in the comment section down below. Go check out the book website, cds.com. I'm sorry, cdsthebook.com. And then check out HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com. Check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe. Follow me on all the different social medias, and I will talk to y'all later. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often, as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.